During the raid, the DEA used bulldozers to destroy 30,000 plants. According to attorney Tim Purdon, the tribe has been negotiating with Justice Department attorneys for several months about how to legally grow industrial hemp on the reservation under a provision of the federal farm bill. He said the tribe was trying to cooperate with federal officials.
At the same date that the DEA came in to destroy this industrial hemp crop, you have recreational marijuana being sold in shops in Denver and in Portland, Oregon, and you do not see Department of Justice action to shut down those operations. I don't understand the double standard at play here.
Purdon said the tribe had been willing to destroy parts of the crop that the DEA found to be problematic if tests proved the plants were marijuana and not hemp. Tribal Chairman Gary Bisaw says the tribe invited federal officials to observe the harvest for testing and promised none of the crop would leave the reservation until the testing was complete. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.